Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. Yeah. This ain't no video game, yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene. Damn. Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound, so point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now. That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein. Yeah. I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Damn. Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Again. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again. God, so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master. Take a class again, cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money, military,
college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, June the 17th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. Respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, I want to bring out probably a short show today. Scheduled it for its usual time, but I don't think it'll take it that long just to give away some free stuff. So today, we want to do something, you know, for fathers and for mothers that have to be standing in the role as a father. There's a lot of mothers out there that are single mothers raising children and doing it all by themselves. So not only do they have to be the feminine example, they need to have some or be the masculine example as well. So this is the Father's Day free offer, a free giveaway. And we want to talk about what's included in this so that way you kind of get a general understanding. And also you can share this with family and friends, or if you know any fathers, you can share this information with them or have them go over to the website at Master Teacher 33, or simply have them email me at Master Teacher 33 abundantlifecourse.com@gmail.com. Today, my brothers and sisters, we're talking about the Abundant Life Course. You know, I've been talking about this for the entire year of 2017. So 2017 for me is the year of the optimization. It is the year of abundancy. It is the year of transparency. It's the year of authenticity. Now, it's also the year of catastrophe, because remember, you can't put new wine in an old wineskin. You can't put money inside of a closed fist. You can't live your dream while being a part of a circus. You can't fulfill your purpose while you're still a member of someone else's circus. Can't be done. Now, many people will try, and that's okay. Everybody has to, you know, try. And there's nothing wrong with that. But there comes a point in time where you want to optimize your life, regardless of what that is. Everybody's definition of life is different. So whatever that word means for you, again, we broke down the Zoe life and all that good stuff. But for all fathers, we're giving away the Abundant Life Course that I have, which includes 8 books. So you get that, you get eight books, again, for free. All you got to do is just email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. For the members of the Clarinomics team and the Clarinomics group, which is the Life Optimization Course, if you know any fathers, you can extend to your clientele the same offer that I am extending to my clientele. So if there's any member of the Clarinomics team, you can definitely offer. If you know any fathers, just have them email me, or you just send me their email, and I will send them the 8 books that's included inside of the Clarinomics or inside of this Abundant Life Course. Now, this course, again, I've sold it at, $199. I did a 50% sent off. Did it for $99. I did it for 2 payments of $49, two payments of $99. So this course normally sells for $199. What's included? Well, you get 8 books that's included in this course. Now, this is very important, because this is one of those things that's very, I'm not going to say rare. I do this a lot. But I don't know if I've ever done it to this degree. I don't know if I've ever done it with this amount of books. So I'm actually doing it for the whole week, or till supplies run out. We'll put it that way. I have a certain amount by my publisher that I'm able to give out for free. So we're going to be giving away 8 books that make up the Abundant Life Course. If you are a father, or if you know a father, just have them email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. If you are a single mother who will have to stand in the place of or in the role of a father in your home, and you're raising those kids by yourself without the father, again, this offer extends to mothers as well. What are we offering? Book number 1, You Are Too Human. Book number 2, Dare to Be You. Book number 3, How to Remove Negative Habit Patterns. Book number 4, Thinking, The Secret to Life. Book number 5, Death or Destiny. Book number 6, Know and Grow. Book number 7, What to Do with Your Life. And book number 8, How to Hear the Voice of God. So, brothers and sisters, these 8 books, and let me just talk really briefly about those 8 books and the ideology, if you will, behind it. Because it is this understanding that if a father can really, you know, what's missing is, you know, that masculine spiritual warrior mindset. Taking a little different approach after today's message, or after Father's Day, so starting in July, because I'm kind of almost done with all of the live recordings of the current Clarinomics group and the Life Optimization team. And so I'm able to really redirect and take my ministry, my course, and I use the word my very loosely. It's what the Father has given me, my destiny. So all I do all day is help people find purpose. That's it. So this is the start. So again, Father's Day free giveaway. This allows, again, anybody who's a father or who's standing in the role of a father to be able to actually do something. Now, remember, if you have already a member of the Clarinomics, you have the same ability to extend that offer to any family or friends that you know. Just simply say, hey, Doc, I know that this guy is a father, man. I think he could benefit from the Abundant Life Course. and then I will email that course to them. Or just, you know, you can do it yourself. I can send you the course, you send it to them. Either way, the whole purpose is just to get the information out to as many fathers as we can, many single mothers as possible, to let them know and let them take advantage of the Abundant Life Program. At the end of the Abundant Life Program, again, it's just simply explaining the life optimization class and the course. That way they have the option of the course to take advantage of that as well. Because as you know, my brothers and sisters, life optimization is simply about getting out of your own way. Now, that sounds really easy, but it's very difficult. It is very difficult to get out of our own way, because how do you get out of your own way, and that is the only way? That's almost like saying that you want to commit intellectual suicide. That is really what takes place. That is really why what I do is so difficult. That is really why people have such a hard time dealing with the stuff that I talk about. To ask someone to basically commit intellectual suicide, because when you ask someone to stop being the only person that they've known all their entire life and start being authentic, what you are asking someone to do is to stop identifying with their behavior and their custom, their social norms, their hidden codes that they've lived their entire life. That is why it is so difficult, especially for fathers. This is why this is so almost impossible for most people. It is very, very difficult for most people to stop being a part of the current circus in order to pursue their God-given purpose. In fact, very few, I can just count about, I can count on one hand, very few people, you know, that's been able to do this. When I look back over the thing that I am encouraging you to do, you know, the two success stories that really pop out in my head are my two daughters. My son is finally coming around and getting to that place as well. There's one non-family member. There's another gentleman up in Tennessee. But other than that, that's it. I've been doing this for a long time. Why are there so few success stories? Because of book number one. So book number one, and again, I gave these 8 books out for free, because these 8 books is the first step for you to start identifying. Now remember, you cannot remove something that you doesn't know, that you don't know exists. You cannot address it. You can't talk about it. There's no way for you to wrap your brain around it. How can we talk about, another planet that is not even a part of our solar system? We've never seen it. How can we talk about a lost animal that's deep down underneath the sea that's just been discovered and we don't even know it was there? So I'm asking you to address your subconscious brain, and you didn't even know you had a subconscious brain. Everybody talk about the conscious and the unconscious, but nobody really talks about the unconscious. So what we're talking about is, when I say that you are too human, in that book, everybody calls themselves human. We're part of the human race. We're humanity. So for someone to come up and to have the audacity to tell you that what you've been told all of your entire life is incorrect, everybody rejects it. That's just normal. So I come on the scene and I'm telling you, you're not a human being. The first thing you should say is, Negro, you lost your mind. I said the same thing when I learned this stuff 20 years ago. Because remember, everything I'm teaching, I knew about 20 years ago. I put it in my garage. It sat in my garage for 20 years. You think I believe this stuff? So I'm not telling anybody anything that's any different. I already know that the success rate is zero, almost. That the retention rate is like when I was in the Marines. You know, we started off with almost 100 people. By the time we graduated, man, we had like about 30. The attrition rate, I think they said, was like 70% or 80. Well, it's no different in this course. That's the whole 80-20 rule. The 80-20 rule applies pretty much across the board. No different in this course. That's no disrespect to anybody. That's called living in reality. Now, you can change the reality by changing your mentality. That's the purpose of the book. Book number one, you are too human. You have to understand that whatever you do, you start there. You stop attaching yourself to the problem. That's the first step. The first step to anything is to realize, oh, okay, I got a problem. Because, see, most people are so happy being unhappy that they never ask, hey, is there another option? Now, let's think about that. You go to a restaurant. If you go to a restaurant and you order steak, potatoes, and, you know, green beans, the waiter just brings it to you. He don't bring you a menu. You taste that steak, man, and you're like, damn, this is good. Loaded mashed potatoes and green beans, sweet tea. Man, that's great. But you never saw the menu. So it's great compared to what? You never compared it. You never even had an option. You didn't even know you had an option. You just came and said, hey, this is all we serve here, steak, potatoes, and green beans. And you say, okay, I'll take it. You never even asked. You didn't even know that you could ask. So what I do is different. Like, I don't do what other people do. I come and I ask you to challenge everything that you've been taught. Everything. I have the audacity to tell you nothing in life has any meaning until you give it meaning. I'm here telling you that everybody says that the sky is the sky. And I'm telling you the sky is not the sky unless you decide after your investigation that you want to classify that as the sky. Maybe you don't want to call the sky sky. Maybe you want to call it something else. You have that option. Now, I don't know nobody else teaching that. So is this stuff a little different? Absolutely. But this is the only way to maximize your life. See, abundant life refers to a life that is abounding, that is full of joy and strength of mind, full of strength of body and strength of soul, will, emotion, and imagination. Abundant life signifies or means that you have this contrast, or it is the opposite of lack, it is the opposite of emptiness, and it is the opposite of dissatisfaction. Abundant life implies that regardless of the thing that's going on outside of you, what's going on inside of you overrides it. So book number one starts off with this process, and again, totally free for all fathers. So any father, anybody that you know that is a father, any single mother that is taking care of kids, again, have them email me at MasterTeacher33 through the week of, again, June the 18th, Father's Day, through June the 24th, I think it is that Saturday. I'm giving out 8 books for free for all fathers. Just have them email me. That's it. No strings attached. So book number one, You're Too Human. Book number two, Dare to Be You. Now, book number two, the reason why this book is so important, because this tells you, okay, if you're not a human, what are you? See, I'm not just going to tell you, I'm not going to pull the rug off from under you like they did me, take away everything that you've known your entire life, and then say, go get them, homie. I'm not going to do that. If you're not a human, then what the hell are you? We've been called human. They say that we're human. They say that we're homo sapien, that means human. So if the powers that be, why did they tell us that if we're not that? You think they want you to know who you really are? Of course they don't. Because if you start asking questions there, you're going to start questioning everything. You're going to be just like me. Somebody's going to walk up to you and give you a glass of water. You're going to ask them, how do I know it's a glass of water? And when you start doing that, but you become a pain in society's side. So the book Dare to Be You talks about you. And in this book, it's crazy because this book, again, was probably one of the first books that I wrote way, way back. On the back of this book, it says this. This book says it's a dangerous thing to be alive and not know why. It's a dangerous thing to be alive and not know why. Then it says, my dream, my vision, talking about myself. Again, remember, I wrote this 20 years ago, 25 by now. I sit down and I establish that I am Master Teacher 33. My dream, my vision, my purpose, my mission, my goal, and my reason for being here is to uplift the spirits of humanity. Expand your consciousness, your awareness, your perception, and your ability to perceive, to understand what's been inside of you since birth. You are more than what you have become. You have this treasure hidden inside of you. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. So that is the bio on the back of the book when I introduced myself to the world. Then I wrote, what is your purpose? When purpose is not known, crime, self-destruction, hopelessness, anger, fear, self-hate, poverty, stress, depression, bad behavior, chaos, confusion is the result. Purpose gives birth to hope. Purpose instills passion. Purpose instills a process. Purpose instills a plan. Purpose instills a procedure. Purpose instills a product. Purpose guarantees a profit. And purpose results in peace. In this book, I will reveal and explain, illuminate, and simplify whose you are, which determines who you are, and who you are determines what you do, and what you do determines what you have. And then I go on and talk about how inside of this book, I break down the things that make up your Dear Kinnear report. And as I talk about all time on page 33 of the book is where I start breaking down who you are. So page 33 says who God says you are. Now, it's not who I says, it's who God says you are. And I have all of the scriptures that back up who you are. This is a great foundation. This is the first book, Dare to Be You, that anybody, before you get your Dear Kinnear report, you should have read this book. Because this book introduces you to the basics of the Dear Kinnear report, the basics of alphanumerics, the basics of Theo mathematics, and the basic of the Mazarus. Not no damn zodiac. Or no freaking horoscopes. In that book, I break all that down. Free, no charge. Any man that's a father, email me at masterteacher33.com, book number two. Book number one, you are too human. I don't care what nobody says, you're not a human, contrary to popular belief. Book number two, dare to be something that's not a human. You are a spirit that has possession of a soul that is just driving what we call humanity. You're driving a body, but you're not the body. The book number three, how to remove your negative habit pattern. What is a negative habit pattern? Your negative habit pattern is a triune hex made up of carbon 7, carbon 14, carbon 21. There's somebody out there right now teaching a theory called triple darkness, the most dangerous thing on the earth. What does it do? It activates the triune hex. Should you do it? Sure, if you want to be a fit extension. If you want the three F's, if you want fun, fighting, and effing. If you want to crystallize, again, your root chakra, do that. Use carbon 7, carbon 14, and carbon 21. Activate your melanin. Sure, you'll be the greatest thing since sliced bread. Your negative habit pattern will be intensified, triple than what it is right now. Don't believe me? Try it. Like I said, I don't teach theory. I recommend people go out and do what they want to do. Somebody tell me, Doc, I want to smoke dope. Dog, smoke it. Don't smoke one dude. Smoke the freaking whole bag. And then go buy you another one. Smoke that one. Then go buy you another one. Smoke that one. Go get you three jobs and just smoke dope and freaking work if that's what you want to do. Man, whatever you want to do, do it. I am not here to try to prevent anybody from doing anything. Whatever negative habit you have, I don't want nobody to join me, man, until after you've done all the shizness you got to do. Because you're going to be no good to yourself or anybody else. Because you're going to always look it over. Remember Lot's wife? She left. She looked back. She turned into a pillow of salt. What does that mean? She wasn't worth shizness. Why? No man who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is worth it. So I'm no longer working. I don't want to hang out with people, man, that don't have the cojones to be whoever they was. Well, if you got something else to be and do, go do that. How to remove negative habit patterns? You can't remove negative habit patterns. Them suckers don't go nowhere. You starve them. They still there. They're just like fat cells. They don't go nowhere. In this book, man, I break down, man, one of the most important things that you will ever learn, and that is, again, your RAS system, how it works. That's why this book is so important to every father. If you know a father, if you know a man out there that's a father, if you know a woman that's standing in the role of father, having to be both male and female in the home, they need a copy. They need to get these 8 books for free, no charge whatsoever. The Abundant Life Course, totally free. That's book 3 of the 8. Book number 4, Thinking the Secret to Life. When I wrote this book, I never really thought about it until after I thought about it. And what I thought about is what everybody told me what to think. Nobody told me the process of how you come to an intelligent conclusion. I never really thought, growing up in the hood, you know, people don't sit down and have those conversations. Nobody sat down when I was a kid and told me, hey, son, or hey, boy, or hey, you know, little whippersnapper, let me tell you now, I'm not going to tell you to believe in Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you how to come up with a process that will result in you believing in Jesus Christ. People told me, boy, sit down and shut up. And people say, boy, go do that. Why? Because I told you to. See, I wasn't that kind of dude. I was like, boy, go into the trash. Why? Because I said so. Well, I got to do it now. So I got punched in the mouth a lot when I was a kid. I got two sons that did the same thing to me. Then I realized that, hey, you know what? Why am I punching them in the mouth? Maybe I should explain to them why. So I did. Did more so with my second son than I did my first son, because I tried to figure it out. In this book, every man on the planet should read this book, Thinking the Secret to Life. See, men, they don't tell us. We're not taught in elementary school how to think. We're taught or we're told what to think, but we're not told how to think. Now, again, this Abundant Life course is an introductory. It is the basic for the Life Optimization course and the Clarinomic Temple Building Program. But we got a big problem. Problem is what we talked about before, which is book number one. You're too human. Your humanity will not allow you to take part in your divinity. Let me say that again. Your humanity will not allow you to take part in your divinity. Let me say that again. Your humanity will not allow you to take part in your divinity. It's not till you get rid of your humanity that you're eligible to take part in your divinity, which leads you to book number two, Dare to Be You. You can't be you because you think you're human. So as long as I can get you to buy into that, it's like they told we're from monkeys. So as long as you think you developed and evolved from a monkey, you'll always resort back to being a monkey. But if you know you had a prior existence with the father, then every time sickness hit the fan, you're gonna go back to the prior existence with the father. So the enemy got a clever system, and the system works. And the system works like clockwork to keep you trapped in this dimension. So that way you live in triple darkness. You live in a triune hex. It is a hexagon. It is a hexagram. It is a hexachord. Those three things keep you trapped in utter darkness. It separates you from the father. So you got to remove that negative habit pattern, that triple darkness, the carbon 7, the carbon 14, the carbon 21. How are you going to do that? Nobody teaching it on the globe. I can't find nobody teaching what I teach. Nobody. That's why most people who listen to what I teach, it has no effect on their brains, because it's affecting them on their cells. But unfortunately, they're not exposed to truth long enough. Remember, truth cannot be told. Truth must be experienced. So you unconsciously are again creating catastrophes in your life by listening to me. So that's why you stop, because the shit hits the fan. The reason it hits the fan, because your life is changing. How is it changing? Your vibration is changing. Since you're unconscious, now remember, you don't know none of this is going on. The only way that you would know what's really going on is if I sit down and told you. What does that mean? If I sit down and told you what's happening in your life and I don't even know your life, how do I know what's happening in your life? Because I already know what's going to happen anytime you're exposed to truth. Now remember, the truth doesn't ask you to be free. The truth sets you free. It demands it. The truth is like a lion. Lions don't go and ask for the opinion of the sheep. The lions, if they want to maul something, they just go maul it. They never ask the antelope, hey, dog, can we go ahead and chew on you today? No. They just go, they find what they're looking for, and they chase it, they hunt it down, and they eat it. Let me rephrase that. They don't chase it, they hunt it. Two different things. So what does that mean? Book number five, Death or Destiny. Contrary to popular belief, brothers and sisters, death is just the beginning of another life. I watched the movie The Mummy. Interesting, you know, Hollywood drop nuggets and different things. And it's interesting how we look at death, how we're afraid, because we don't know what it is. We don't know. Nobody knows what's on the other side. We are drunk from the sea of unforgetfulness, so therefore we don't know our prior existence. We don't have any clue. We all, myself included, wish I could say this, but I have a knowing. I have something inside that, and that's what intuition is. Intuition is a knowing. A knowing comes from my believing. There's something inside of my knower that resonates with my intuition, that gives me enthusiasm, that gives me a certain way of walking. People call it charisma. You know, they say, you know, like they got a little pep in the step. That comes from my inspiritas, which is my inspiration. All of that comes from my intuition. And my intuition tells me something. And it tells me that I'm not going to see death. Now, I'm a Dodger like anybody else, you know. Well, my breath leaves my body, the dirt goes ashes to ashes, dust to dust. But that's not death. I'm talking about spiritual death. Something inside me says that, yeah, but what is it inside of me that doesn't make me fear death? Now, when I say fear, I mean fear like as in having some concern that something bad is going to happen, regardless of what I've done on this side. Well, the other four books establishes the fifth book. That's why these books must be read in order. I recommend reading them in order. So for anybody that's a member of the Clarinomics team, again, if you know a father and you want to extend the same offer to them, you definitely can. Just send me their email address and I'll send it to them and just recommend to your family member that they read the books in order. Book number one, You Are Too Human. You got to find out what the problem is. See, the problem is nobody knows they got a problem. How can you fix something that you don't think is broken? That's the first problem. You are too human. Second problem, dare to be you. We got to say, no, how can you be you when you're busy being somebody else? Everybody's fake. I haven't met an authentic person yet, myself included. Now, I'm trying to be more authentic. I've come a long way, but I still got little pieces of the old man that I'm getting rid of. That's book number three, How to Remove. That's what I've been doing. I've been working on myself. I've been chipping away, removing all of my negative habit patterns. I still got something to go, but I removed a good 80 or 90% of them. I still got something to go, which leads me to book number four. So now I'm coming. I'm getting ready to, like, after today's show, I'm coming up with a whole new direction. Why? Because now I'm thinking different. I'm thinking differently. Now I'm realizing that, okay, my life is more serious now because I'm playing now on a higher level. What does it mean? That means that when I slip and fall, death occurs. So I'm at the place of book number five, Death or Destiny. So I have a mental disposition that doesn't allow me any longer to continue to hang out with people who are not on that level. What does that mean? That just simply means that I'm not able to assist people who don't live their life and take the type of risk that says, I am only going to do my destiny or I am going to exit the stage. So if I'm only going to do my destiny, if I only got two options, then what do you think the devil's job is every day when I wake up? He's going to send people into my life that they're not living their destiny, so that way I won't live mine. That way he have legal rights because I spoke it out of my mouth. See, if you're not ready, don't say stuff I say. Because remember, your vocare is how you create your world. So if you create a world, then the devil can go to the Father and say, well, he said, Father, death or destiny. Since he ain't living his destiny, that means I can take him out. And he has legal jurisdiction. So I cannot afford to hang out with people who are not living their destiny. That is why I must separate myself because of my... Remember, you create your world, I'm going to create mine. I'm going somewhere. We all are going somewhere. Some people are happy where they're already at. So is there anything wrong with that? Absolutely not. In fact, I recommend that. I recommend that you stay a part of somebody else's circus instead of going out and fulfill and pursuing your purpose until you're tired of being a part of the circus. I recommend you do what I did. When I was doing the 3Fs, I did the 3Fs. I didn't read about it. So nobody can come and tell me what it's like to have 10 girlfriends because I already did it. Nobody can tell me that. So when I read about Magic Johnson and all the women that he had, I'm not impressed. When I watched Love and Hip Hop, everything that everybody else did that they're doing on Love and Hip Hop, I already did. Something that a dude comes up in a nice car, I already did it. Got a fine chick, I already did it. Got two girls, I already did it. Go to the club, I already did it. Everything except drugs and all, because why? Drugs didn't do nothing for me. When it comes to the exercising, I already did it. Muscle bound, did it. Skinny, did it. Swim, did it. Bikes, did it. Motorcycles, did it. Everything. So, see, I lived. So I am not drawn away because all of those lusts, I pursued them. So I recommend you do the same thing. Now, go to church and say that. I told my kids like that same thing. I want to drink, go in the backyard, have a party. Well, for real? Yeah. Dad, are you serious? Sure. So my kids were 16, had a backyard party. They had a bong back there, alcohol over there, all their little friends. Man, they loved coming over to my house. I mean, yeah, go out there and you fall down drunk, dude. Why? Because the moment you tell somebody not to do something, that's exactly what they're going to do. So that's book six, Know and Grow. You can't grow until you know. Everything that everybody else talk about, I know. So when people come up to me and they talking about it, I can see that they ain't did it. Because why? They ain't got no frame of reference. They don't know the details. Like if I ask you, oh, so you drove, so have you ever drove I-35 corridor from San Antonio to Texas? Oh, yeah, I sure did. So you drove I-35 from San Antonio to Dallas, Texas? Yeah, I sure did. So really? So when you get right outside of, like on the other side, right, you know, before you get to Waco, you know, where they got down that one lane, they got the construction over there, and the traffic comes to the middle, and if somebody has an accident, you're going to be stuck on 35 for about maybe an hour. Just going to freaking wait. Traffic, man. And then, God forbid, like when I went one time, they had a freaking detour. You had to go through all these little towns and all that stuff. You familiar with that? Oh, yeah. I remember. Yeah, you know he's lying. Why? Because he don't have that same detail when he's retelling the story. Fool, they never drove on no 35, man. Not when they had this freaking freeway shut down. I was driving, and then you standing still for an hour. Hope you got gas in your car. So you got to know. See, stuff I talk about, I know. See, I know what goes on. So I'm not drawn away as easily. So I'm able to grow because that is not a distraction for me. There are many people who are wondering why, because, see, somebody can walk up to you right now. You can be listening to me, and they can offer you a different program. And what you're going to do, you are going to entertain it. Why? Because you haven't done it already. See, I've already blown about 20 or 30 grand on get-rich-quick schemes back in the 80s before most of y'all was born, or a lot of y'all. 80s, homie. I was spending back when $600 was $600. I was spending $600, $700, $800, $900 going to freaking seminars, driving all over the country, man, flying all over the place, trying to get rich quick, trying to find the next gimmick. So when I see other people, man, you think, I already did it. So what do I do? You think I'm going to tell them to stop? No, go do you, boo-boo. I want you to go do that. And when you waste your 100 grand and when you finish your time, then you're ready for book number seven. Now, remember, book number six, Know and Grow. Book number seven, What to Do with Your Life. Now, first of all, you got to go and you got to spread your seed. You got to be like Johnny Appleseed. That's why this abundant life, of course, is so effective. Nobody else out there, everybody else got gimmicks. Now, no disrespect to them. This is my lot. What I'm telling you right now is a gimmick compared to your life. Because you can come over here and maybe you grew up in a drug-infested environment. And you saw your mom and dad strung out on crack cocaine. You come from the harsh streets of New York. You coming in, man, from freaking Chicago, Brady Green. Maybe you got the story, man, of growing up strung out on drugs. And you say, hey, Doc, you ever did drugs? So, yeah, you know, I did drugs. Really, how did it feel? What happened, man? What'd you do? Well, I remember me and my homeboys, man, he had a joint. He fired it up, and we passed around, puff, puff, pass, puff, puff, pass, which I did. I think I was like 12, 13. After I smoked that one joint, everybody else was laughing and talking about they had the munchies. And I was looking at them, and I was like, it did nothing. They said, hey, man, let's go get something to eat. Then we all got on our bikes, and we rode up to the local grocery store, and we stole some sweets and stuff. And they came home, and I'm looking at them. And I'm like, that did nothing. That's my drug experience. So for somebody who is teaching a course on identifying and overcoming the effects of crack cocaine, freaking crystal meth, LSD, shrooms, psychedelic drugs, I'm a nobody. I don't know shizness about drugs or alcohol. So my course compared to a drug addict's course or an alcohol 12-step AAA program, my course is bullshizness to that because I know nothing. So I'm not competing in that space. You will never see me marketing. I'm not going to go down to no freaking 12 AAA, no AAA program and offer my course to no alcoholic. He cannot take advantage of my book, You Are Too Human, while he's strung out on alcohol. You can't listen to my stuff while you doped up. This stuff doesn't affect you because that stuff dumbs you down. It nulls the senses. So the whole time you're trying to take advantage of the program, you can't because you're taking advantage of another program called drugs and alcohol. What about females? That's a program too. What about the dollar? That's a program. So everybody, again, is on book number 7, which is what to do with your life. That's the purpose of the life optimization course. That's the purpose of the Clarinomics program. But how are you going to take advantage of the Clarinomics program when you're still on book 1? You Are Too Human. So, well, how do you know? Well, it's called the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the care of this world. That's what the Bible says. There's not a soul listening to the sound of my voice that's not in one or all three of those areas. There's not a soul on the planet, myself included. There's not a soul on the planet that isn't suffering from the lust of the flesh, pride of life, and the cares of this world. Everybody probably got all three. So that's where we start. That's why I told you book number 1. Then you go to book, You Are Too Human. Then you go to book number 2. That'll be you. Then you go to book number 3. You start dealing with the stuff that is drawing you away. How to remove it. How to remove these negative habit patterns. Then you go to book number 4. Start thinking right. Stinking thinking. You got to change it. Then that takes you to book number 5. You make a concrete decision. That's called diligent. Book number 5. Hey, give me death or give me destiny. You're not there yet, but then one day you got to get there. Then when you get there, you're like, you know what? Okay, destiny, what is it? Okay, I need to know it. I can't read about it. I got to know my destiny. It's in my past. My mess is my message. I got to know my destiny. Then once I know it, then I can grow. Then that lets me know, okay, my niche. Now I get to the point where, okay, Father, what do I do with my life? Book number 7. And then that takes me to book number 8. That's when the voice of God shows up in your body. When that day happens, you have vocare. You have voice. You have dunamis power. And then you speak as one having authority. Then you call those things that are not as though they were. That is when you have abundant life, brother. That is when you have abundant life, sister. That is why I'm offering this course free to any father, anywhere on the planet. Just email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I'm also giving this course away free. That's 8 books. Free PDF, free to any mother that has to stand in the role and raising children by herself. There's a lot of mothers that there is no masculinity. There is no father in the home. So mom has to stand in the gap. I understand that. So I'm offering this course available, again, free. Father's Day week only, June the 18th through June the 24th, free. Brothers and sisters, I am very serious about what I do. The reason that I'm serious about what I do is because life is very serious. Life is not serious because of the fact that, oh, something bad's going to happen, or you got to do this, or I'm the only guru out there, or, you know, if you don't listen to me, you know, your life's going to suck. Or no, I don't do none of that fear-based tactics. Your life is great as it is right now. If you never heard me, you never even heard of me, your life is good. Your life will continue to be good. I'm talking about optimizing your life. I'm talking about maximizing your life. I'm talking about taking your life to the next level. There ain't no smoking gun. There ain't no, you know, do it yesterday. I don't do no quick, smooth sales tax. Hey, if you don't call me by today at 7 p.m., the sale is over. Yeah, I don't do none of that. I simply tell you the things that I think is going to take you to the right, in the right direction. But I know because I have something called experience. A lot of people have knowledge, but very few people have life experience. But because I've already been where you are already, where you are at, I am not trying to disrespect anybody. But I go through life very fast. I've lived at least 20 lives. By the time I was 5, what most people do in their lifetime, I had already done. Now, I didn't ask. That's just the way my motor runs. And I am thankful now, looking back, that I was designed, that God gave me a high-powered engine, so I don't sleep as much. I don't need all of the distractions that most people, but when I was in those distractions, I was in them full-time, bro. I was going 100 miles an hour in the wrong direction. So when I was out there, I was out there. And just like in the movie The Mummy, and like I've been saying, and I've been saying it, and I'm going to keep saying it, because it only applies for me. I don't know about other people. I would never follow nobody that ain't got no dirt on them. I'm sorry, I can't do it. Because whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left is the only degree that the pendulum can swing to the right. Because my pendulum swung to the left, way out in left field, I can go way out in right field. Most people can't go where I go. And that's no disrespect to anybody. That's just the way the universe designed. I am thankful for the gift and for the grace and for the mercy of God. I am thankful for the opportunity to spend this Sabbath day evening talking to you. There's a lot of things you could be doing with your time. I'm thankful for the opportunity that you can take these 8 books is going to be a blessing to somebody. I'm thankful. I'm thankful that instead of us living in a country where the internet is banned, or I'm not able to go online and print books, I can create and then I can market. I live in a free country. Yeah, this country got a lot of problems, but see, I was in the military. I've been to other countries. Now, before you start bashing this country, I recommend you go see some of those other countries in case you haven't been. Yeah, I've been. I didn't read about it. I've been. You might want to go over to Korea, both of them, South and North. Everybody be bumping on North Korea. Hell, I've been to South and North. I've been to Pusan. I've been over there, dog. You might want to go check it out. The South ain't too much better than the North. Is it better? Sure. Ain't too much better, though. I've been to Japan. I've been to Okinawa. I've been to Osaka. Been to Hawaii. Been over to D.C. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Y'all been to D.C.? I don't know. I mean, you been to Maryland? Have you been over there? Have you walked to the White House? Have you seen that you're at the White House and then you walk across the street that's homeless people? Have you been? I mean, brothers and sisters, we got a lot of stuff to do. We got a lot of work to do. How can we be in the greatest country? I mean, you been downtown Houston? You been to Fifth Ward? You been to Third Ward? Come on, dog. Have you been? What about San Diego? You been to Lincoln Heights in San Diego? What about Compton? You been to Compton? I've been to Compton. You been? Come on, man. We got a lot of work to do. Yeah, we live in a great country. This Father's Day, man, is about optimizing, helping somebody else across the street, bro. If you remember the Clarinomics program, man, if you know one father, extend these 8 books. It ain't going to cost him nothing. Hopefully he'll read one or two of them. Probably not. But at least we offer it. At least you offer it. So that's what I want to do for this Father's Day week. And I'm asking you to assist me with, again, getting the word out. It's called the Abundant Life Course. It consists of these 8 books. And it's very important that the books are read in order, because they address certain cellular level. I mean, everything that I do is done didactically. There is a methodology to my craziness. There's a reason, because it unlocks ruling dispositions that are hidden. And you don't want to read book 8, and then book 3, and then book 6, and then book 1. You want to read book 1, book 2, book 3, book 4, book 5, book 6, book 7, and then book 8. And when you finish those 8 books, you'll be ready for the life optimization class. Or, again, a Clarinomics temple building, which is the same thing. Well, brothers and sisters, I'm excited. Again, I want to thank everybody so much for joining me on this Sabbath day evening. Remember, Father's Day free gift. Any father or single mother, get this Abundant Life course totally for free. Once you complete that course, let me know, because then I know you'll be ready for the life optimization course, and we can take it to the next level. So, brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you into all truth, because He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circling scenes, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah. Radio.